to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Yeah, what is this thing?
It is a monkey's paw dating back to Alal Ben Abdallah. I must strongly advise you to not purchase this. Behind every wish lurks grave misfortune.
Pommy!
You'll be sorry.
Williams to Giddy over the midcourt line. Get it, it goes. Midcourt. Oh! It's gone! It's gone! It's gone! Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win!
Picking 12th in the NBA draft will be the Chicago Bulls.
That's what I thought. It's Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score and U312-644-6767. We continue to talk about the NBA draft lottery last night. It came down to a coin flip. They had the same set of outcomes, the Bulls and the Lakers, the Bulls and the Mavericks. And unfortunately, it's the Mavericks coming away with that first overall pick. And I know we've got a couple calls, so I know the text line has also been pretty busy, but that was, Marshall, one of the first things I said about this was that it was truly a monkey's paw. If it really came down to the Lakers win and the buzzer beater from Josh Giddey, that was one of the best things I've ever seen in my life in person.
There were other games.
And then the actual outcome that happened in the draft lottery. There were other games. There were 100% other games.
Well, I just...
But that, I mean, essentially... That did factor into tiebreakers.
You were there for that game, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
See, it was awesome. So I don't think you can do this. It is not a good mental exercise. You're going to put yourself in a very bad place as a Bulls observer, a Bulls fan, a Chicago resident. If you start parsing through each and every game and how one game could have meant the difference, because one ping pong ball could have meant the difference as well.
Well, I mean, that's what we do. We review tape. Games come down to one play from time to time. You ask yourself how you get in that situation. We review games. We review seasons. That is what we do. It's not my determination as to whether or not these outcomes happen.
I just think the biggest thing is, you know... Back in the day when they were running neck and neck with the Philadelphia 76ers, and I was like, hey, if you just tank like the Sixers are tanking right now, you're going to be in good shape because you'll have a 40% chance of being a top four pick. And the Sixers took advantage of that, and that's what happened. Now, the Dallas thing is a little bit crazy because they had a very slightly higher chance of getting the number one pick than the Bulls did. 1.8 versus 1.7%.
Oh, you're telling me 0.1 was the difference between 12 and 1.
I'm just saying the odds, the actual odds. That's the thing about odds. They don't always end up being, it's just a percentage chance. Strange things happen all the time. I've hit a half court shot before, but guess what? The odds aren't high on that. It
the
just
odds
happened.
Of me hitting a half court shot are significantly lower.
Than my odds?
Yes.
Probably.
Uh-huh.
Based on what you've told me about your basketball...
Lack of skills?
Acumen. As far as playing the actual sport.
Not only that, but the thing I was born with, which is height, yours is more than mine. And that's my point in all of this.
I just think, you know, you had teams like, you know, the Charlotte Hornets, who ended the game on the season on a 7-game losing streak. We knew why they were here. 19 wins. The Jazz, 17 wins. I think it's interesting that the teams with the three lowest win totals, none of them got a top three pick.
Yeah, I did joke. I texted a buddy of mine who's a Wizards fan, and I'm like, you guys were robbed. And he's like, you were robbed. And I'm like, we were all robbed. Sixers, though, at least the thing about them is they controlled their outcome. You knew exactly what was happening when they shut down Tyrese Maxey for the season. And the Jazz are still in the top five. Like, that's the difference in this.
Yeah, a top five.
The Wizards are number six.
A top five pick carries a lot of weight. The fact that the Wizards had a 52.1% chance of having a top four pick and ended up with the sixth pick, that tells you how numbers work. So, you know, and I want to remind people that they can definitely give us a call, 312-644-6767, to parse this out. with this segment because we are taking calls. And also go into the Odyssey app, 670 The Score. The meatball machine is always on.
It is, yeah. And it's not just for Bears, as one of our texters asked. It is absolutely not just for Bears.
Meatballs machine.
Yeah, so that is something that you can use anytime. So let's go to the phones right now, if that's okay with everybody. Let's start with Kevin. Kevin, you're on The Score.
Hey, good morning. So all this talk about percentage chances and a coin flip and do we want to hit the last second shot against the Lakers, I think there's a better way. And I think it can be found in the Professional Women's Hockey League. So they announced recently a rule change where teams, as soon as they are mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, they start earning draft order points. So, and they work like standings points, but you only earn them once you're eliminated from playoff contention, mathematically. So the worst teams get to start earning points sooner than the good teams, because the worse you are, the sooner you're mathematically out of the playoffs. So then, once you're eliminated, every time you win, you get a couple draft order points, and whoever ends the season with the most draft order points gets the higher draft pick. So it incentivizes performances all the way to the buzzer of the season, because by the time the bad teams have been eliminated, they'll have more time then that they can earn the draft order points. So what do you think about a system like that? Not just for the NBA, but for, you know, the NHL, the NFL, where we see tanking all over the place.
I think it's a really good point, Kevin. I appreciate the thought and the submission. I think anything that would, especially now that we talked about with the new CBA and how it's not as easy to move players and move draft picks as it used to be, there should probably be some sort of draft response into how they're doing this. Vincent Goodwill touched on it, our friend Vinny, who used to work with me at NBC Sports Chicago here in town. He talked about how the draft lottery process overall needs to be reevaluated. Now, as to whether or not teams would go for that, I don't know. But the CBA that just enacted seemed pretty prohibitive when it came to parts of this being favoring players, you know, their movement, or perhaps favoring teams. Either way, it's all worth a discussion. And with another league already doing it, that's a really good idea.
I don't hate that idea. It's kind of akin to what I always said, which is, hey, maybe when the teams have been eliminated, they should play some type of tournament to determine draft order. But then you would have teams that would tank anyway, but just be good enough to, you know, go for the number one pick if it's a Cooper Flagg type, if it's a no-doubter, LeBron James, Kyrie, those types of players. It's fascinating what the imagination can unlock if you really start thinking about how they can address this. But I don't hate that idea at all.
No, and you know what? When you talk about the tournament that you just described, here's the other part of this is we know AAU is a foundational piece to professional basketball. Well, what do you learn how to do in AAU? Play in tournaments. Yeah. That's why the in-season tournament is partially so successful. If people hear the word tournament, they're like, oh, I'm in. You know, it's just one of those things that gets unlocked. Like, that's a mode that is very familiar. And I like that part of it. You know, I do like the in-season tournament. I like how that's gone down.
Would we watch that?
I think we watch everything. I watch the play-in game. I watch Summer League.
No, but I'm saying, what type of fanfare do you think there would be for a postseason tournament for the non-playoff teams to determine draft order?
I think as long as draft order still has this much value, you're going to get people watching.
Okay. And
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
So that means they can make money. That means payers get played. That means there is enough incentive. That means a television deal is in order. There's money to be made there. So I think the NBA might be open to something like that.
785. And sometimes, guys, your longer texts, they don't always translate on the text line, right? Like they go in backwards order or they're out of order. I thought the NBA was going to check anti-tanking. The teams, it's pretty evident, and the draft pool talent is not nearly as great as past years. All the international talent and college prospects lucky to find a quality round two guy. Thank you for my takes. I think this is one of those drafts, though, where the NBA was very pointed in not only obtaining assets, but the effort to do so. Like, there's a reason the Bulls even wanted to protect their pick. Ultimately, that was a move that ensured them of a first-round pick, when you consider that. That's another thing, though. They increased their odds of making that likelihood happen. They knew that that was a possibility, and they did something about it. And that's kind of my point overall here.
And it's not the first time that's happened. How do you think the Spurs got Tim Duncan? Like, there's a long history of this.
But the Spurs getting Wemby is also a part of this. I also went back and looked at the Oklahoma City Thunder records. So here's why I think the process was so wild. They were 22-50 in 2020-2021 season. We know what that was. 21-22, they were 24-58. The next year, they were 40-42. The next year, 57-25. This year, 68-14.
They had young players. They put it together.
But it's that exponential growth that we talk about based on some trades that were at the time considered very controversial and blockbuster. And then you see what was happening with the asset buildup and what they've been able to do ever since. I still think that they're the team that has the most asset possibility of getting a guy like Giannis because of that flexibility. Let's go back to the phones and go to Shad on the south side. Shad, you're on with Rahimi and Harris on the Score.
Layla, what's going on? Marshall.
What's up?
My man, you always my homie.
I appreciate you.
The Captain Rogers bravado this morning has really got me in a bad spot. When I heard the Bulls lost on a coin flip, for every pick that went round, I dropped an edible in my drink.
Wow! No!
That's
how
that's
are
one
you talking
approach.
To us right now?
I just woke up, Layla, all right? So this is where my thing is. I was completely irate last night because after we've been told to be patient, we've been sold a pipe dream to consider hope and fallacy that we're going to evaluate the correct talent and cultivate players and get this collection of guys together and run the East. We saw that with the Baby Bulls. And I don't know, Marshall, how much you saw of it when you were out of the market, but we went through that era. It was fun. The Nocioni, the Ben Gordon, the Kirk Heinrich vibes, they were great. You know what I mean? But at the same token, the teams that successfully win in drafting or tanking correctly are teams that evaluate the draft class and they scout it correctly and they set their infrastructure up before the draft picks made. You build your luck. The Bulls have hope for luck. And they have horrible scouts and horrible evaluators, so it's hard for me to get hyped on anything in terms of a possibility being positive. So I'm sorry, Captain America. I'm not feeling it.
Wow. Okay.
I'm just happy you're awake.
Yeah, that's a lot of edibles.
Hey, man, you can confess. We aren't going to arrest you for anything. I think everything you said was pretty illegal anyway, so there you go. The only thing that might make you feel bad is the result that when you wake up in the morning, the draft lottery still is what it is.
Yeah, nothing's changed. 785 on the text line. AK stinks. Just spend the money on Giannis with a new, fresh opportunity.
It's not just about money. That's what we've been trying to say.
Stop talking about Giannis as a Bull. I don't want to hear it anymore. It's not happening. They did not prepare for the moment. There are teams who have prepared for this moment. The Bulls are not one of them.
Also, I will say this. In knowing what we do know about the Bulls, that's not what they want to do. That is antithetical to what we know about their process. We know they want to get 9 or 10 above replacement players to try to make this work in a functional way. The real question now is, as Casey pointed out, it's not just Cooper Flagg setting, it's not just Giannis setting this whole market. It's not just Giannis affecting who might pick first in the draft, which is a very real possibility. It's also as much about that as it is trying to make this come together in a way that is functional. You know, like, it's about having as many draft picks as you possibly can.
And they don't have enough draft picks. They really need to go hard with trading the players they can trade this offseason to get more, to just get more. I mean, if we're going to be honest, they need more draft capital. They don't have enough because they have a minimal amount.
And maybe that's why they want to go this route. You know, like they prioritized, maybe that was a better way for them to say that they wanted to get assets that would function. When draft picks are the whole prospect and they are the biggest goal, maybe that was something they said, well, this is an easier way for us to try to build. But unfortunately, we haven't seen the fruits of that labor totally come through yet.
I want to take this opportunity to step away from the hoops conversation and remind you that you listen today through Thursday for your chance to win tickets to our live broadcast at Brick House in Wrigleyville with special guest Ian Happ on May 28th. It's all brought to you by Verizon. Hopefully, Ian Happ will be healthy and in good spirits by that time.
Also, I tease this, so I want to play it because with all this stress about the coin flip, myself included, as I walked into the office with my own feelings today, Casey Johnson had a good point.
This is the second bad coin flip in Bulls franchise history. In 1979, the Bulls lost the coin flip for the right to the first overall pick, which turned out to be Magic Johnson. The Bulls selected David Greenwood from UCLA with the second overall pick. There is a little solace in this. If the Bulls had gotten Magic Johnson, they would not have been in position to draft Michael Jordan in 1984.
Yeah, the last part. I think the last part is the most important part of that. I was like, well, if they had Magic, they wouldn't have been bad enough to get Michael.
And you know what? Fresh off of the news that he's going to be a special contributor on NBC.
Do we figure out what he's doing yet?
First thing I woke up and thought was, what would Michael Jordan say about this?
Michael Jordan would say, I don't know. What's great about it is I have no idea what he would say.
I don't either.
I have no idea, but I'm so curious. And that's why NBA on NBC, they did the right thing in getting him as a special contributor. I don't know what he's going to be doing, but I can't wait to see.
Well, the NBA did the right thing because what are we talking about today? The draft lottery for two segments. We're going to switch gears coming up next on Rahimi and Harris on The Score. Big news, not just regarding Ian Happ. You can hear him at 11 o'clock with us. That's in just under 20 minutes. But before that, we've got to set up what happened last night. Not only the win over the Marlins and how, but also the moves that have been made in response.
Taco to go, taco to, and a big cue. Taco to go, taco to go. Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big cue, this deal so fine. Risk it breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to, this deal legit. Taco to go. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99. Taco to go.